Welcome back to this week's edition of the Midweek Reality Check with Michael Pinto, where I try to keep Wall Street and your money real. We have added a lot of new subscribers recently, so I thought it would be appropriate to dedicate this week's podcast to explaining the inflation, deflation, and economic cycle model in a little more detail. And what exactly are the five macroeconomic sectors? Why do I have them in my portfolio? And then indicate which sector we are in now. Then reveal what asset classes, which stocks, what bonds, what currencies, what commodities we are currently positioned. And then finally, where I think the economy and markets are headed in the longer term. It might be a little bit of a briefer podcast, but it's going to be very important. So, and forgive me for those who've already heard it, but I think it's maybe good to have a refresher, even if you think you're familiar with the five sectors. So the five sectors are sector one, which is deflation, sector two, which is disinflation, sector three is stasis, sector four is reflation, and sector five is stag or hyperinflation, where there's really no real growth. And we have very high rates of inflation. And by that, I mean at least double-digit inflation and per annum, and maybe even double-digit inflation per month. That I think that's actually very possible. So again, I'm looking at the second derivative, or the rate of change, or the rate of change. So I don't care if inflation is 3%. That's not important to me. Is it 3% going to 4%? Or is it 3% going to 2%? Or is it even heading into deflation, which is, you know, some kind of minus sign, which means prices are actually falling. So the best sectors to own stocks and to add on more risk in general are sectors three and sectors four. So that's when the rate of change of inflation is either stable or it's increasing slightly. And also the rate of change, also the actual rate of inflation isn't too high. So we're not sitting at, you know, 20% inflation, for example. So it's a low single digit inflation. Sector two is the best sector to own bonds, low beta stocks, and dividend stocks. So think of it as a very mild disinflation. So for example, that would be, we currently have 4% inflation, but it's heading down to 3% inflation. It's not dropping to 1% or even headed to deflation. But sectors 1 and 5 are where the trouble exists. So again, so 3 and 4 are great to invest in. 2 can be really good for bonds and low beta and dividend stocks as long as the rate of change isn't too sharp or acute. But sectors 1 and 5 where the trouble exists, especially for those that are wedded to the 60-40 buy and hold portfolio. Sector one is where rapid disinflation, so think about inflation going from 4% to almost 0 or close to 1% or 0%, happens very quickly, month over month, or outright deflation is occurring. So say you're going from, like, you know, some low digit, you know, say 3, 4, 5% inflation, and it goes into the minus sign. Being long the correct part of the treasury curve and being out of risk and short stocks is crucial to success during those conditions. So you have to have a model that identifies it, understands why it's happening, when it's happening, ahead of everybody else, and getting out of harm's way. That's what the IDEC model does. Sector five is where precious metals really, really shine. And think about energy and base metals. That's when you really want your inflation protection. Owning fixed income of any sort could lead to a disaster for your portfolio in sector five. It's sector one is when you overweight treasuries at the correct duration. In fact, sector five is a great time to short the long end of the bond market. It might not always be a great idea to short the overall indexes and those stocks in them, because hyperinflation or hyperstagflation can send nominal stock prices higher. but much lower in real terms. That's why you have to know which stocks to own. So where are we now? We are in sector four, and that is why we have been adding risk over the past few months. Again, a market-friendly inflation rate in the low single digits that is not increasingly rapidly has proven very beneficial for equities in the past. That is the case now as well. As long as the rate of change does not increase quickly, it should not disrupt the bond market. And the greatest asset bubble history has ever seen can get even bigger. That is why we own a mix of domestic and foreign stocks right now. And we also have bonds, which include energy, energy infrastructure, precious metals, defense. We own India, Mexico, Australia. We have other international companies that have a history of increasing their dividend payouts. We own treasuries at the middle and shorter ends, also known as the belly of the yield curve. We also own investment grade corporate debt. After all, if the Fed is hell-bent on taking the money market rate back down towards 1% or 2%, we're not going to sit here and watch that happen without moving out along the risk curve. And this is where we are now. That's what we're doing. However, I firmly believe the next sector change will be into sector five, which could lead to a bond market, could and should lead to a bond market meltdown that will wipe out not only the bond market, but take both equities and real estate down with it as well. The reason why I think we're heading into hyperstagflation is the Fed is being co-opted by the state for the purposes of monetizing multiple trillions. By the way, this is not a new phenomenon. It isn't. The Fed has been in place since 1913 to facilitate the issuance of debt. That's not new. But a more direct control of the Fed that has been co-opted for the purpose of monetizing multiple trillions of dollars. That's new. Multiple trillions of dollars that we monetized post-COVID brought about 20% per annum inflation rates. I see the same amount of debt and deficits happening in the future, and especially after the next recession, which will send... I think it will send deficits towards $6 trillion a year, and that will all be monetized with alacrity by the Fed, mandated by the administration, by the government. I expect negative real interest rates to return with a vengeance and last for a very long period of time. The precious metals complex is sending a very clear message. The value of the global gold market is now $27 trillion as the metal has crossed $4,000. It just breached $4,000 per ounce on Monday, first time in history. Not only are global investors losing faith in fiat currencies in general, they are in particular losing confidence in the US dollar as a store of value. Add to this the sanctions and confiscations on the part of the U.S. towards our foreign creditors, and you can understand why gold is replacing the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. But it's not only this. On top of what I just mentioned, we see massive debt monetization and interest rate repression over the last few years has left gold with little competition. In other words, if I can put my money in the bank and earn, say, 5% when inflation is 3%, or 10% when inflation is 8%. It's a positive real interest rate, and it behooves me to still put money in the bank. But if inflation is going to run back towards double digits, and we have a Federal Reserve that's going to take interest rates down to 2%, that's a negative. For example, if it was 10% inflation and a 2% yield on money market, I am losing 8%. In real terms every year. That's what we had post-COVID, and that's where we're headed again. That's the real high likelihood of occurring. Now the precious metal complex will not be in a linear bull market forever, so expect sharp corrections to occur over the course of this primary bull market. But I do think prices are headed much higher over time, over the next years and decades. We continue, just to wrap this up, this abbreviated podcast, we continue to prosper in Sector 4, but with a very keen, sharp eye out for when Sector 5 begins to bring chaos to the credit markets. Our IDEC models components monitor the bond market most assiduously. Stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of the Reality Check, 5 minutes of sanity in an insane world. Please remember, if you're not already an investor with PPS, you can email me directly using mpento@pentoport.com or call the office using 732-772-9500 to get information about our portfolio services. You should also go to Amazon and order my book, The Coming Bond Market Collapse. Subscribers should contact an investment advisor before acting on any information contained in this podcast. No information on this podcast constitutes an offer to sell or buy any financial instruments or to provide any investment services. Subscribers understand there's an inherent risk in investing. PPS is a registered investment advisor.